going to have a slide that's coming up on the screen in a few slides today as we just think about our theme of Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day. Before we plunge in, I just want to say we had a really great 24 hours of prayer, Pray for Leeds. We hosted it here. Thank you to all of you who took part in whatever way. The very final session, there were just a few of us who were there. Dave Patterson from Pray for Leeds prayed over us as a church and just prayed springtime for us as a church. Spring has truly sprung. We can see it in the sunshine and the flowers and so much that we see around us. And praying springtime for us as a church, Cornerstone Baptist Church. I really believe it. I believe that it's a crucial 6 months now, a crossroads moment for us as a church, as we come out of lockdown, as we come out of COVID, and as we move forward. May it be springtime right across the life of our church, whether it's Connect, whether it's Crag, whether it's here, whether it's junior church, whether it's these services, whether it's pressing on into multicultural ministry, whether it's our small groups, whatever it is, I believe that it's springtime for us and it's a crucial moment as we move forward together. As far as Mothering Sunday and Mother's Day is concerned, this is a significant day and it's an important day. Mothering Sunday actually is a tradition that goes back many, many, many years. It was a big thing in medieval times and it had very little to do with human motherhood. Some of you may know this, but the idea was that you returned to your mother church on Mothering Sunday. So the church where you were baptized, the church which you called your home, you would return there if you could on that day. And there was that sense of the mother church, of the church holding people. And we're going to refer to that a little bit later on. Mother's Day, as we think of it, is really a 20th century invention. A really good invention because it's celebrating mothers and motherhood. Obviously, it is a day of celebration, but also a day that is tinged with sadness and regret for many people. And it's wonderful to have this so sensitively led for us today. Really do pray for those who feel sadness today, those who wanted to be mothers and it never quite happened, those who are married and single, those who have lost mothers, those for whom today is a day of grief and sorrow. However you feel today, may God bless you. And we have these daffodils available for all women of the church at the close of the service. Our passage today helps us to reflect on both these themes, helps us to think about Mothering Sunday as it was originally conceived, and helps us to think about Mother's Day as well. Thinking first of all about putting this passage in its setting, and it's to do with Jerusalem and the Passion of the Christ. A slide is going to come up showing the old city of Jerusalem, and Jesus is journeying to Jerusalem. In the calendar of the Christian year, we're in Lent, we're in the time where we move towards the events of Easter, Christ's Passion. And so much is anticipated here in these services. Jesus is going to Jerusalem and he knows that he's going there to die for the sins of the world, for the sins of all who will believe. And he anticipates his death here. You see, first of all, that there are those who come to him and they're saying, well, Herod wants to kill you. And Jesus picks up on that. And then later on, he says, well, no prophet can die outside of Jerusalem. And so Jesus is knowing about his death in advance. He knows that he's going to Jerusalem to die. But there is also word about the third day. Jesus is going to rise on the third day. That is the day that he will accomplish his goal. So there is something exciting and wonderful there about Jesus rising from the dead. Jesus is going to Jerusalem to die and to rise. And through these saving events, if we put our faith in Jesus, we have life in him. We have forgiveness and new life. Life now, life that is abundant and wonderful, and life in the age to come. And that age to come is picked up as well. The quotation from Psalm 118, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Some of you might recognize that from Palm Sunday. As Jesus comes into Jerusalem to die, he comes as king, and people wave palm branches and they shout out. We're going to be celebrating this in a couple of Sundays' time. And it's so exciting, but again, it's tinged with sadness because Jesus has come to Jerusalem to die. But here, I think there is an even deeper meaning, an even deeper fulfillment. Yes, it is fulfilled on Palm Sunday, but beyond that, Jesus is coming again. So these great saving events, he came to die, he rose again, and he is coming again one day when we will shout out with joy in our hearts, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." I want to say that Jesus reaches out to all of us. You have this wonderful image that we're going to reflect on of Jesus wanting to gather his chicks like a mother hen gathers them under his wings. And you just sense that longing of God for his people. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. There is something about the holy city, but the city is made up of people. Jesus is not expressing his longing for stones and buildings and the way that a city is organized. He is expressing his longing, his desire for the people who make up this great city. And he is reaching out to them as he is reaching out to us today. He longs to gather us. It's one of the great images of Scripture of people coming from the north and the south and the east and the west. From Jerusalem, yes, the earthly Jerusalem. From Israel, yes, but the very ends of the earth, people coming to Jesus. God longs to gather you in his Son. He loves you and he's reaching out to you today. Going to be the opportunity after Easter to find out more about this. Alex and Hannah Harris are going to be running an Explore course, and that's really an opportunity for people to find out more about the Christian faith, to hear what it's all about, to ask whatever question you have to ask. And I want to commend that to you, but you don't have to wait until then. Right now in your hearts, God is reaching out to you, and you can return by reaching out to him and say, "Thank you for your love. Thank you that you long to gather me. I want to come home now and receive your love." Whatever your situation in life, whether you're a man or a woman, whether you're a mother or a not, whatever sadness you harbor perhaps in your heart, whatever the joys that you have, whatever the opportunities for the future, God in his grace and his mercy is reaching out to you, and he longs to gather you today. And so we see Jesus, we see Jerusalem, and we see his passion, and we see God's protection for us. The next slide shows the mother hen with her chicks under her wings, and it's a powerful image. It is an arresting image, I think. Jesus is talking about himself, and he describes himself in terms that are unmistakably female. He talks about wanting to gather his chicks, wanting to gather his people and to shelter them under his wings. In the Bible language, as we think about the language of Revelation, God is Father. He is not described as a mother. Doesn't mean that God is male, but the language of Revelation is to refer to God as Father. Nevertheless, throughout Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, there is female imagery that is used in respect of God, and he is like a mother. Not least here in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus, who longs to gather, who longs to protect, who longs to show his love to his people. And the point here is that this is, I wouldn't say it's not a gentle image, but it is an extremely strong image. I've chosen this picture in particular because it's pretty much the fiercest picture of a hen that I could find. If you have a look at it, you wouldn't want to mess with this bird, would you? Maybe on the screen you can't quite see it. It's a bit too small. But if a hen can look fierce, this hen looks fierce. You wouldn't want to dive in there and pull a chick away. You wouldn't want to go for this hen because you might just get a peck in return. And what happens when there is danger? The mother hen will cluck to signal to her chicks there's danger, there's a predator, might be a fox, might be someone else, might be a human that's come into the enclosure, and the chicks will go under the wings of the mother hen that is spread out. It's not a wrap you up in cotton wool type image. It's a strong, real world image where there is danger, where there is difficulty, where there is the possibility of hurt, then the mother hen will gather the chicks together and will protect them and will ward off predators as best she can. Couple of things here as we bring this to a close. First of all, there is that community aspect of this that is writ large, that is so powerful. The mother hen gathers the chicks, not just one chick. The image is of God gathering his people. Again, it's the Old Testament through to the New Testament. It's there from the first chapters of the Bible right the way through to Revelation. God is gathering his people. He is gathering them together. They are coming together as his family. Jesus here in this passage, he's on the road to Jerusalem, and there's a sense that it's a lonely walk, but he has his disciples with him. The 12 are with him. He is gathering a people, and then there's going to be more, and then there's going to be more. God gathers us together. And one of the things about today for people is that it can seem lonely. If you've been bereaved, if there are things in the background that you wish had been different, and yet God's people are to be family together. One of the ways that we express this is through small groups, and you can find out more about that by emailing smallgroups@cbcl.org.uk. That is one great way of being family together. Group are going for a walk after this service, meeting in the courtyard. Do join in with that. My hope and my passion for this church is that we will be family together. And we will express that in real ways in the days that lie ahead. Let's press into that as God's people. But also, and I guess this is the big point, know that God protects you. On to the final slide. God protects you and God is with you through all the challenges of life. He is fighting for us. It's wonderful the way that our service has gone, and just that sense of God making a way and holding us in the storm of life. God wants to protect us. God wants to shelter us. God wants to be with us through the storm, through the struggles, through the joys and the opportunities that we face. Think of this strong image of God as a mother hen protecting his chicks. What is it that you're facing in the week that lies ahead? What is it that you're facing in the workplace, in the home, in the family, in the church ministries that you're involved in? Maybe that there is struggle and difficulty, and you need to know God's protection. God, in his grace and mercy, says, I'm there for you as you reach out to me. When the mother hen calls, the chicks need to run to her. And God is calling us to run to him in the week ahead and to know his protection, to come to him in prayer, to have that embedded in our lives morning and evening, and also just to send up those arrow prayers during the day. Lord, help me. Lord, I come to you. Lord, will you protect me? And again, this isn't sort of hunkering down and just being quiet and passive. Sometimes we just need to do that. And if you know that's you, know that God is with you in the difficulties that you face, maybe mental health struggles, whatever it may be. But as you go on into work and family and community, God protects us out in the open. Imagine free-range hens, and the chicks are there, and they're not hidden away somewhere, but they're out and about, and there's danger, and yet they are protected. In your workplace, with that difficult meeting that you have, in the week that's coming up, the hard decisions that need to be made, the grace that you need for yourself and for others, God is with you, and he is protecting you. As you seek to reach out in faith, sharing your faith with a friend or a colleague or a neighbor or a family member, God is with you and he will protect you. As you make difficult life decisions, it may be that there's a crossroads and you know which way to go, the way of holiness and the way of God and the way of gospel, but it's hard. God will protect you. God will be with you as you walk the right path with him. He is there ready for you with wings outstretched. I hope I'm not pressing this image too far for you, but hands outstretched and wings outstretched. Run to him and know his protection and help in all the things that you face in the days that lie ahead. Barbara is going to come back in a moment, and she is going to lead us through. The children are going to come back in. But let me just spend a moment in prayer as we reflect on these words and just pray them into our lives. Lord, just that sense of springtime, of spring for your people. Lord, we pray into that today. And just pray that we will be unflinching in confronting the problems and the reality, but also joyful in pressing into the hope and the opportunity. Lord, we thank you for Mothering Sunday and that sense of you gathering a people of Mother Church, to use the images. And Lord, we just thank you for one another here. And we pray that you would help us increasingly to be family together. And Father God, gracious God, thank you that we can come to you. The life, the death, the resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus, the fact that he is coming again, the opportunity to reach out to him. Lord, for those who are doing that for the first time today, we know that you will receive them. May they know your grace working powerfully in their hearts and lives. And Lord, for the things that we face, for the things that we believe are around the corner, and the things that might be coming to us on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, but that we don't yet know. Yet, Lord, you are ahead of us. You bid us to run to you for protection now, and you will give us protection in the moment as we seek to live for you, as we seek to forge ahead, as we seek to be your disciples, Lord Jesus, following you wherever you lead, being dusty with the dust of our rabbi. Even so, Lord, help us to be close to you in the week ahead. And lead us on, we pray, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just before the children and young people come back in, we're going to sing together an extraordinary hymn that was written by Dietrich Bonhoeffer when he faced execution for his own part in the challenging the powers of the Nazis. A great Christian pastor, by gracious power, so wonderfully sheltered. So we can sing that for ourselves, it follows with our theme, and we can sing that for the suffering people of the world.